USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has delivered the State of the Union speech in Congress.
The American age, the American epic, the American adventure has only just begun. Our spirit is still young. The sun is still rising. God's grace is still shining. And my fellow Americans, the best is yet to come.
He honored radio host Rush Limbaugh and also Venezuelan President Juan Guaido. For the third time, Democratic women wore all white outfits to show unity in fighting for people's rights. He didn't speak about the impeachment trial during his speech. Congress will vote on Wednesday on whether to convict him in his trial. This is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Pete Buttigieg held a narrow lead over Senator Bernie Sanders in the early returns announced Tuesday in the Iowa caucuses. With about two-thirds of the precincts reporting, the former South Bend, Indiana mayor received 26.9% of the state's delegates, while Sanders had 25.1%. Senator Elizabeth Warren had 18.3%, and former Vice President Joe Biden had 15.6%. Senator Amy Klobuchar came in fifth and had 12.6%. The results of the Iowa caucuses were delayed by nearly a full day. A magnitude 5 earthquake has rattled Puerto Rico. It's the latest in hundreds of earthquakes to plague the island territory over the last month. The epicenter was about 13 miles southeast of Guanica. A 3.6 magnitude aftershock happened right after. There were no reports of any injuries or damage. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
General Motors has updated a December recall for the 2019 Chevy Silverados, GMC Sierras, and some Cadillac CT6s since the fix in the initial recall caused a brake failure problem. GM initially recalled the 2019 model vehicles in December to fix a software error that was found in the electronic brake controls that could cause the vehicle's anti-lock brake systems to shut off. GM said the software update used for the last recall disrupts the electronic brake control module when the consumer starts the vehicle using the OnStar app. The new repair involves having dealers reflash the vehicle's electronic brake control module with a new calibration that resolves both the issues. A stop sale order was placed on all vehicles until dealers fix them. According to one national poll, President Trump's approval rating has never been higher. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Just as the election season begins, a new Gallup poll finds 49% of Americans surveyed approve of the job the president's doing. And that poll was taken during the impeachment trial in the Senate. A majority of Americans, 52%, say the president should be acquitted. President Trump enjoys the support of 94% of Republicans, 42% of independents, but just 7% of Democrats. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.